To Live with Passion and the Teachings of Father Cedric Pazenia. This program is designed to help deepen your relationship with God and empower you to live with greater passion. We invite you to log on to www.frcedric.org for more inspiration. That's www.frcedric.org. May the Holy Spirit touch you.
I'm Father Cedric Pazenia. Welcome to Live with Passion. I'm praying that God is going to speak to you through this program. I want to proclaim to you the story that we all know so well about a rich young man who came up to Jesus, had some questions for him. He said, "Teacher, what must I do to inherit eternal life?" Jesus said to him, "Why do you call me good? There's nobody good but God alone. You know the commandments. Don't commit adultery. Don't steal. Don't lie. Don't bear false witness. Honor your father and mother." And he said, "All these things I've observed from my youth." And when Jesus heard it, he said to him, "One thing you still lack. Sell all that you have, give it to the poor. You'll have treasure in heaven. Then come follow me." But when he heard this, he became sad because he was very rich. I'm going to make a startling statement. Hope it doesn't shock you, but we're losing a generation of our young people. The statistics bear this out. Some 75 to 80% of our younger people who grew up in church are leaving. And maybe that's the high side of that stat, but unfortunately, many of our young people are leaving. Just like this young man, he comes up to Jesus. He says, "What do I got to do to have life?" Jesus tells him the truth, and he goes away sad. So why are our young people leaving? Well, there's many reasons. I'll get into it in just a moment. When I first started on television, my main goal was to reach out beyond the walls of the church, and I'm doing that, but I really wanted to reach out to young people. And I found out that I'm reaching out to a few young people, but most of the people that I'm reaching out to are in their 60s, 70s, and 80s, and that's okay. I'm preparing you for what's to come. You're passing to the Lord, and I'm glad to be reaching out to you, but I also want to reach out to young people. But I know that I'm reaching out to grandparents and to parents of young people too. I was a youth minister. I cut my teeth on ministry being a youth minister before I became a priest. And I met some of the greatest young people. They were so full of life and had such talent, and they were so gifted. And it was a joy to be a minister with them, to be a youth minister and help lead them to Christ and to realize their potential. I think about some of the young people that I've met, for example. One time, you know, and I've heard confessions and I've preached to young people and I've counseled youths and teens and college-age students, but one time I was hearing confessions and there was a group of us priests in there, about 30 of us priests. The young teenagers ran into the room to go to confession. And I thought, wow, this is beautiful to see, that young people want to get right with God. And then I have been involved in the pro-life movement. One time I was at an abortion clinic as a priest, dressed just like this, standing outside trying to dissuade people from going in to have abortions. And I was out there with a group of teenage girls who were college students. And it really touched my heart that most college students on a Saturday morning were either studying or sleeping in or just thinking about what they wanted to do, go to a football game or whatever. Here are these teenage girls out on the streets trying to dissuade women from having an abortion. Oh, that so touched my heart, those young people. And the point I'm trying to make is that our young people are beautiful. They're gifted, they're talented, they're altruistic. They have a beautiful heart. I've given many talks around the United States and mostly to adults, but some of my most charismatic talks have been to teenagers. I remember I gave a youth talk one time to about 1,200 teenagers in Houston, and they listened, and they were responsive, and they were open to the truth. So my whole point is that young people have a lot going for them. It says in the scriptures that this young man was rich. And I want to say that our young people are rich, not necessarily with money, some of them are, but to be young is to be rich. Those of us who are older know that. To be healthy is to be rich. To be in relationships and have your future ahead of you is to be rich. And this is what's going on with this rich young man. He had money, but he also had health. He had his youth. He had a lot going for him. And this is one of the reasons why he's going to go away. Because I'm going to ask that question here, that why are young people leaving the church? Why is this happening? Number one, the obvious reason is I think our young people, this is what happened to me when I was young. I grew up in the Catholic Church. But our younger people question even if there is a God. Because let's face it, God's not revealing himself in a revelation where you can actually see God, but to the eyes of faith, you can see God. God is everywhere. I love to tell this story about the two fish that are swimming in the ocean, and one fish looks to the other and says, "Hey, the ocean, where is it?" The other fish looks at him, "The ocean, it's what you're swimming in." God is what we're swimming in. Because of God, and he's given us life, everything we do is we're swimming in God. But you have to see it with the eyes of faith, because without faith, you don't see it. I was at a Mass one time, and when I was at the Mass, there was a teenage girl sitting in front of me. I was sitting behind her. After the homily, which was a little boring, after the homily, the girl looked at her mother and says, "Mom, I didn't get anything out of that." And unfortunately, some of the preaching, not just in Catholicism, but in all denominations, isn't engaging our young people, and it's not meeting their needs. It's not something that's practical for them. It's not touching their life. They're thinking that Mass is boring, therefore they think God is boring. And that's exactly what I thought. As a teenager growing up, when I would go to Mass, I thought Mass was boring. It wasn't meeting my needs. It wasn't touching me. It wasn't engaging me. So I fell away from the church. Well, a lot has happened since then. I, much like the rich young man, I came to Jesus asking questions, and Jesus called me. This series is called You Are Called by Name. Whether you are a young person or an older person or somewhere in between, you are called, just like this rich young man. Jesus was calling him to follow him. But the man turned away because he was rich, because he had other options, because he was young. Well, I was called after my teenage years, when I was 19 years old, actually. I had been called from my mother's womb. I just didn't know it. And some of you have been called since all your life, and you just don't know it. Called to a personal relationship with God, called to growth, called to realize your potential. So I thought God was boring because the religious services that I went to weren't meeting my needs. When I went my life, finally I had an encounter with God and everything changed. The way I see life has changed. The way I see myself, my identity has changed, and certainly the way I see God. I was talking to a youth minister one time, and I became a youth minister before I became a priest. And I said, "I'm about to write a book for young people." I said, what would you entitle that book? She laughed, and right away she said, "Oh, Father, call it God's Not Boring." And as soon as she said that, I laughed too, and I said, "You're right, that's exactly what I'm going to call it." So I wrote a book called, and this is for younger people, teenagers, people who are in their 20s, 30s, actually everybody. I called it God's Not Boring. Now on the front of the book, I put a bungee jumper, put somebody surfing on a wave. You can see a sunset. It's all the things that we like in life, things that are exciting, travel, creation. That's all from God. And in the book, I try to explain in a way that's relevant for young people. Everything that you like, music, friends, travel, acting, sports, creation, exciting times, that's all from God. God is passionate, not boring. You just need to interpret life correctly. You need to see where it's coming from. You need to look at life with the eyes of faith. So that's one of the reasons why young people are leaving, because they think God's boring, because their religious services are boring. Well, I'm here to dispel that rumor. My book, God's Not Boring, will really help you understand who God is. I write it specifically for young people. If you're a mother or grandmother, grandparent, you may want to get that book for them. And I write it in a way that's not pushy, because I've been a youth minister and I'm still in touch with my own youth, although it was years ago, and I know what they're going through. And I share a lot of stories in there. Another reason why they fall away. Young people are thinking, why do I need God? When you think about it, that's kind of true. They're young, they're rich, they've got their health. Death is a long way away for them. So they're thinking, why do I need God anyway? And a lot of people are thinking that way. So I can understand. That's one of the reasons why they're falling away. Either there's no God, why do I need him? God is boring. Another reason, exactly what happened here in this story, this young man was confronted by Jesus about the truth, told him about the commandments, then invited him to go a step further, to sell all that he had, give it to the poor, you will have treasure in heaven. Jesus preached a lot about treasures in heaven. And then he said, come follow me. He was calling him, just like he's calling us. And then the man's face fell. In this particular account, they left out a really important feature. Jesus looked at him with love. When Jesus calls us, it's not a call to a hard life or a sacrificial life per se, just because it's hard. He's not masochistic. He's not trying to hurt us. He calls us because he loves us. And he wants the best for us. And he tells us the truth. Now, why did this young man fall away? Because he was rich. Because he had all these possessions. Why are young people falling away? Because of iPhones. Because of television. Because of our culture. Because they're involved in so many different things. Why do they need God? And because they're involved in so many different things, they're attached to it, they're attracted to it, and they can't let it go. So this rich young man couldn't let this stuff go, even though he was challenged by Jesus, and so he went away. And that's unfortunately what our young people are doing too. They're going away because they can't let it go. And then another reason why our young people are leaving, I've already listed a bunch, maybe you can think of more, but another reason why our young people are leaving and they're not coming back is because of, quote, institutionalized religion. And they don't like institutionalized religion. Well, I didn't either growing up. I thought it was too militaristic. And yet when Jesus called me, he said, come to me, all you who labor and are heavy burdened, and I'll give you rest. He was talking those burdens. He was talking about religion, the religion of the Jewish law, the religion, if we can extend it out, about a rules and ritualistic oriented religion like Catholicism and other denominations. And I never thought I could ever become, quote, religious. But Jesus gives you rest. He makes it light and easy and able to do. And it's not hard. Come to me, all you who are laboring and are heavy burdened, and I'll give you rest. So let's talk about institutionalized religion here for a minute. I think many young people think it's too rigid. It's not inclusive enough. Not tolerant enough toward people with different lifestyles, if you know what I mean. Their right and wrong is too rigid and black and white. Well, let me say this. People like to have what's called as relativism, that my truth and your truth is all okay. Well, there's no relativistic truth. It's not your truth and my truth. There's absolutes. Jesus taught truth that isn't relativistic. It is absolute and divine truth. The church does not apologize for proclaiming the truth, the fullness of truth, we call it in Catholicism. And Jesus didn't apologize to the rich young man for telling him what he needed. So in order to follow Jesus, you really do have to humble yourself and accept that it will be sacrificial, and perhaps your interpretation of life needs adjustment, that truth is truth. And the church will never apologize for it. And another thing about the institutionalized church, people will say it's irrelevant, it's outdated, and it's not in touch with contemporary life. Well, I don't know about you, but I think mercy and love and forgiveness is very relevant, and it's not outdated. And the Catholic Church in particular has tried to open up the windows, that's the term that was used at Vatican II, in order to make itself more amenable with the culture. Now, we're not letting the culture change us. We're just trying to dialogue with the culture the best that we can. The other thing I wanted to share about this, quote, irrelevant religion is the fact that Catholicism especially has religious educational institutions all throughout society, whether it be grammar schools, grade schools, high schools, colleges, levels of higher learning. So we're very relevant, and some of you watching this program have been educated through Catholic institutions, and we even welcome those of other denominations. We provide health care to those who are hurting, Catholic hospitals, people who are involved in health care, many Catholics. We are pro-life. We assist people with assisted care facilities. So never use the cop-out that Catholicism and religion in general, institutionalized religion, is irrelevant. It's not irrelevant. We are changing society, helping society, healing society. We are dialoguing with the culture. So to me, these excuses are cop-outs, and they're not true. One thing the rich young man had going for him is that he asked questions. The beginning of wisdom, we are told in the Book of Wisdom, is the most sincere desire to learn. And if you have the desire to learn, you will ask questions. Questions, I believe, lead to eternal life. And he asked the question of Jesus, what do I got to do? What do I got to do? And that's a great question to ask. I had many questions in my life when I was a young person, and I asked those questions of God, and I found many of the answers that I was searching for, especially, is there a God or not? And that God question is something everybody has to find out in their own life for themselves. And until you do, you will not have meaning and purpose, true meaning and purpose in your life. One time I was preaching in Orlando, Florida at a big church. It was called the Church of St. Stephen's. I was a young priest at the time. I may have even been a deacon. And I preached in such a way, apparently I touched this one teenager in the congregation. As I was leaving, he grabbed my arm and he said, Father, I want to talk to you. So I sat down and talked with him, and it reminded me of the story of the rich young man. Here's this young guy, he's probably 16 years old, junior in high school, blonde hair, gold chain, because St. Stephen's was a very wealthy church with affluent congregation. And he had a gold chain, and you know, we sat down. I couldn't help but think of the story of the rich young man. And he said, Father, when you were preaching, I could understand what you're saying. And he said, look at this big, beautiful building. And he said, my parents have poured all this money into the building. And he said, I don't know the God to whom we worship. But he said, as you were preaching, I felt something. I felt like you could help me. And so I said to him, I said, young man, I said, keep asking the questions, and God will answer you. Never give up asking the questions. Never give up seeking the truth. As Jesus said, ask and you shall receive. Knock and the door will be open. Seek and you will find. That verse, Matthew 7:7, changed my life. I began asking the right questions, seeking, knocking. And that is what leads to wisdom. That's what leads to eternal life. If you're a young person watching this program, ask questions of God. Don't give up on God. And certainly don't cop out that there is no God, or God is boring, or institutionalized religion, or all that type stuff that I just went through. Keep asking the questions. God is your God, and life is so magnificent that you deserve the answers to those questions. Keep asking them. And even if you're an older person, you keep asking those questions too, because life is unfolding and we know more as we go along, and we never have all the answers. As Paul the Apostle said, I haven't arrived yet. So keep asking the questions. Now, parents, grandparents, concerned about your young people, I understand. Some have fallen away, they show no interest. What can you do for them? Just pray. Never say just pray. Prayer isn't a last resort, it's a first line of defense. Prayer is what Monica did, and St. Augustine came to be a believer and a great saint, a doctor of the church. With God, all things are possible. With God, all things are possible. Yes, it is possible for your children to come back to the faith. It is possible for those who are addicted to come into recovery. It is possible for your dreams to come to pass. It is possible for you to be saved. With God, all things are possible. I love that answer that Jesus gave him. So don't give up. Believe it with all your heart. With God, all things are possible. So how do we get them to come back? I know parents are really worried, grandparents, about your children that have left the faith. Thanks be to God, many of your children have not left the faith, but some of them have probably. How do we get them to come back? Well, we got to give them the foundation. Really, really important. In order for them to make informed decisions and good choices, they got to have the foundation to choose from. If they don't have the foundation of some type of denomination or Christian religion, how are they going to choose Christianity? That's what happened in my life. I grew up Catholic, was taught by what we call CCD teachers, Christian Confraternity Doctrine, it's called CCD, and they taught me that truth was to be found in the Bible. I didn't remember everything that they said. I just remember them saying truth is to be found in the Bible. So when I finally got to be 18, 19 years old and I was asking all those questions, and when I was searching, I went to the Bible. Why? Because I had the foundation. I had the foundation, and that's when God spoke to me and things started happening as I found the answers to my questions. One time I'm giving a mission in Gardnerville, Nevada, and it was youth night. The parents were driving all their kids up and they were dropping them off at the door, and then they went home. And as I stood up there that night, I said, your parents should be here. They're giving you mixed messages, and I wish they were here to hear the gospel too and not just dropping you off. And then I proclaimed the gospel to them. Don't give your children mixed messages. Yes, give them the foundation, but make sure that you're all in too, because you too are called. So as we come to Christ and as we absorb the gospel, we can be a witness to our young people. And then what else can you do? Give them the foundation and then pray for them. Like I said, prayer is extremely important. It's not just, what should I do? Just pray. No, prayer is powerful in effect. But get this, and I don't mean this with any kind of meanness, pray for them to suffer. I know it's hard for you to pray for your children to suffer, but it's in suffering that awakenings occur. That's the bottoming out of, for example, an alcoholic. That's me when I had a breakup with a girl and went through a desolation, an emptiness, a loneliness. And as I was suffering, that's when I started seeking God. So perhaps the young person in your life needs to suffer some. Then I like to tell that getting married and having children oftentimes is a way that young people come back to the church, come back to Christ, because they want their youth, they want their children to grow up with faith as they did. So I'm giving you reasons why our young people will come back. And then the influence of others. I remember religious TV had such an influence on me as an 18, 19-year-old. Billy Graham, Pope John Paul II, the movie, the play Godspell, the movie Jesus Christ Superstar, all those things really touched me, and good preaching on television. My book, God's Not Boring, it's not pushy. My preaching is very gentle. It's not beating you over the head with the Bible. I'm believing that young people that are watching this program will be touched and sensed a call from God. We have a problem. And it's the problem that Jesus had here in the gospel. Our young people are leaving, and there's many reasons for that, and I've enumerated that. But we also have hope because all things are possible for God. What is impossible for people is possible for God. Jesus is calling you like he was calling that young man. God's not boring. He's passionate and rich, full of life and vigor. And he's calling you to a personal relationship, to life everlasting. And I pray instead of the rich young man who walked away, you will say yes to that call and know eternal life. Don't just live, live with passion. This is Father Cedric Pizania. Thank you so much for listening to my program. I hope you are inspired by my radio program. My goal is to reach out to you and to all with the gospel of Jesus Christ. I invite you to visit my website, www.frcedric.org. That's fathercedric.org. On my website, you can watch my television programs, you can listen to more podcasts, you can make prayer requests that come directly to me, and much more. I have many resources to help you in your Christian life. My resource phone is 844-FATHER-C. That's 844-328-4372. Please feel free to call. Thank you again. Don't just live, live with passion.